sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. An engaged and informed public is at the heart of any democracy. Over the past decade, though, one in six democracies has failed. In countries around the world, places like Hungary, Poland, Turkey, and Venezuela, autocrats have slowly dismantled democratic systems, leaving governments that are, for the most part, democracies in name only. In one country after another, elected leaders gradually and methodically attack the deep tissues of democracy. The independence of the courts, the business community, the media, civil society, and sensitive state institutions like the civil service, the intelligence agency, and the police. The story of the United States has been one of constantly seeking to perfect an imperfect democracy. For most of our history, we have moved as a nation towards delivering democracy's promise to more and more of our citizens. In recent years, however, this progress has stalled in reverse. Global autocratic threat is now on our shores, and our democracy is facing challenges not seen in decades, perhaps even longer. Recent years have been marked by deliberate efforts on the part of some political leaders to stoke hatred, racism, and misogyny. Failures of our system of checks and balances have sounded a powerful alarm that our democracy is far from assured. While our president poses an immediate, acute, and extreme threat to our democracy, he is not the sole cause of the problem, and is symptomatic of political forces that are eroding support for democracy at home and abroad. But long before the current president was elected, economic and democratic changes helped create growing social divisions, while technology has reshaped how we communicate, helping us filter ourselves into separate ideological and democratic bubbles. As much as current political actors pose an acute threat, the weaknesses in our system of constitutional checks and balances predate this moment and will continue unless we take affirmative steps to rebuild a working democracy. Americans have faced a dizzying array of problems over the past century, but when we work together and compromise, we continue to move forward. When we retreated into ideological extremes, we generally did not. Political gridlock undermines the will to work together. Breaking it is our biggest challenge, but it's necessary if we are to minimize the damage done by the current crisis and prevent future more dangerous threats from climate change, conflicts, and future pandemics. A very sad note is a recent NBC Wall Street Journal poll that found 53% of Americans believe that the country is not able to overcome political divisions to solve problems. Even so, if enough Americans are determined to build workable bridges by being informed and engaged, then we can continue building a strong democratic nation. How can we have a democracy if we won't interact, let alone compromise, with opposing points of view? This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.